Fiction: The Tragedy of Eva Mott by David Adams Richards. Canadian author. The Raskin brothers were once proud producers of asbestos. Now their mine is under scrutiny, with reports of serious illness linked to it. The world is changing for the better. But in the shadow of the mine, the values of a community are transforming, in sinister ways. The Raskins' nephew Byron urges the brothers to look for less toxic minerals to extract. Meanwhile, his own world is unraveling in ways that are unlikely ever to be fixed. His wife Carmel has become an intellectual and political poseur. Memoir: Dying of Politeness by Gina Davis. From two-time Academy Award winner and screen icon Gina Davis comes the surprising tale of her journey to badassery, from her epically polite childhood to roles that loaned her the strength to become a powerhouse in Hollywood. Nonfiction: Menopause Bootcamp. Optimize Your Health, Empower Yourself, and Flourish as You Age by Suzanne Gilberg-Lenz, M.D. Packed with answers to common questions and helpful insights, infused with Dr. Suzanne's expert and laugh-out-loud honesty, Menopause Bootcamp is a welcome invitation to embrace and celebrate this developmental phase in the lives of women. It's a welcome reminder that life doesn't end at menopause. It's the start of something new and wonderful. Fiction: Voice of Fear by Heather Graham. #38 Crew of Hunters series, Distant Thunder by Stuart Woods. #63 Stone Barrington series, Daughters of the New Year by E.M. Tran. Nonfiction: Memoir Ghosts in a Photograph by Myrna Kostash Coward. Why We Get Anxious and What We Can Do About It by Tim Clare. Children: Cat Kid Comic Club, Perspectives, No. 2, and Cat Kid Comic Club, On Purpose, No. 3, by D.A.V. Pilkey. Dungeon Academy. No Humans Allowed by Madeline Rue. Librarian Pick: Tomorrow, and Tomorrow, and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin. Two friends, often in love, but never lovers, come together as creative partners in the world of video game design, where success brings them fame, joy, tragedy, duplicity, and, ultimately, a kind of immortality. Spanning 30 years, this is a dazzling and intricately imagined novel that examines the multifarious nature of identity, disability, failure, the redemptive possibilities in play, and above all, our need to connect, to be loved and to love. Yes, it is a love story, but it is not one you have read before. LaRonda says, a great book about the love of friends and an intense look at how relationships change throughout life. An authentic look into the world of video gaming and the human costs associated with passionate projects. I could not put this down and wish it lasted even longer. 5 stars. Library tip: Libby is the one-tap reading app where you can borrow ebooks and audiobooks from the library for free. Download the Libby app on your smart device or visit libbyapp.com on your computer. Log in with your library card to start immediately. Come to the library if you'd like a guided walkthrough. LaRonda Bailey, Border Regional Library.